down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Fade it. Frank. Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flats, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get f***ed up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record don't repeat.
We kick off hour number three of Three and Out. Houston Kress, Nate Hodges, Adam Hickman, intern Brett. We're all here. Got you covered. This segment brought to you by Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. You can find them online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment. They work out of their state-of-the-art facility on South Peters, right here in West Knoxville. Easy to get to. Cedar Bluff area. Family-owned and operated for over 25 years. Doctors Malone and Costa, they got you covered. They take pride in listening and communicating with their patients to help you make the right decisions. Take care of your teeth, 2022. Don't put it off. Contact them via phone at 865-539-1776 or just take a virtual tour at KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
Lynn J's officially at practice wearing the number 23 jersey.
Good. 23?
Yep.
What is that? Is that okay?
Well, I've been kind of thinking I need to really start memorizing all the new numbers and stuff. And so when he said 23, I'm thinking Lynn J, Jordan 23. That should be easy to remember.
Oh, okay.
Lynn J, 23. Got it.
I like how you did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to run the clock for being the press box. I was on the clock, but I'd run the press box with high school football games. And
mm-hmm.
If we were setting the one of the ways they would like to do halftimes is they put 20 minutes on the clock, but then when the 20 minutes expired, they throw 3 minutes on there in addition. So we'd call that a Michael Jordan halftime. So as the second quarter's ending, we're like, Michael Jordan halftime? Yep, Michael Jordan halftime.
Mm.
It just helps you remember numbers better, you know, if you got some type of tie. Like Jabari Small, he's two. He's small. Like, I got it.
Rick Butler posted a picture of him.
Of Lynn J?
Of Lynn J in his jersey.
How's he looking in his jersey?
I don't know.
I guess it's real.
Yep.
How tall is he?
5'10", 5'11"?
He looked taller for some reason.
I think it's the way he ran the ball.
Yeah, he's kind of upright.
Upright, yeah.
I got no problems with that.
He was 23 at Clemson, I think, too. Must have some.
Okay.
See what his 40 was. Apparently, according to ESPN, 4'6", 140.
He may just have that football speed.
What?
He looked faster on some of the video.
That might just be from his recruiting, like at some event. As a junior in high school or something.
Hand time. Trying to keep him a 4-star or not a 5-star.
You never know.
What are you?
Hey, you mentioned
did you watch somebody drop
size.
A pass or something? You all right over there?
No, I was just looking at the roster a little bit. Mm. You mentioned receiver size. You know, they've been talking about Walker Merrill a little bit. I mean, 6'1", 195.
Mm-hmm.
That's another
nothing
guy
wrong with
not,
that.
I mean, he's not huge, but he's not a scat guy, you know. And then you said Ramel Keaton, too. That was good.
He's what, 6'3", 6'2"?
I'll check.
Number 80.
He's in the 80s. I knew that.
You got to start learning the numbers.
6'3", 195.
Okay.
Let's see. Addison Nichols at 72. So R.J. Perry, he's the one that got in a fight, right, with Mincy.
Yes. Wasn't his name Reginald Perry and he changed it to R.J.?
I guess so. Yeah, he's a redshirt sophomore. 6'6", 325. Number 70. And Mincy. Can't find. I'm actually going to have to look for that.
You know, you could sort that alphabetically if you wanted to.
Mincy's 54.
Mm.
So.
I feel like I should have known that.
Crawford's 53, and Mincy's 54. So look for 53 at left tackle. 54.
Yes.
Maybe. Crawford's a senior, 6'5", 315 out of Kansas from the JUCO ranks.
Need him.
Elijah Simmons, 51. Still same.
The junkyard dog.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the junkyard.
Okay. Lampley's 50. Yeah. A lot of guys right there.
Right around there.
Uh-huh.
What's Cooper Mays? 63?
Is
it right? 63?
Wasn't Cade 68? Yeah.
63 is correct.
Boom. Hopefully he'll stay healthy this year.
You guys like single digits on like big guys?
No. Or not?
No?
Unless
it's a defensive end.
Big guys on defense, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like Shy Tuttle at 2. That was kind of fun.
So like Byron Young's at 6 and Tyler Barron's at 9. Those guys.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
For ends.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
The only reason I would have a problem is if it gives us trouble on punt return.
Well, Juwan Mitchell and Squirrel White are both 10. I don't think we'll get those two mixed up. Even though.
No. Like mixed up, like looking at them?
Yeah, since
no, I don't,
so tiny.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't think that would be a problem.
Bumpus is 11, defensive line.
That's kind of weird. 11 for a D lineman.
Yeah, Hyatt's 11 too. Yeah.
Yes.
He is. Okay. Same as last year. Brew McCoy's 15.
Yes.
If you're watching like quarterback highlights, Taven Jackson, he's number 3, the true freshman.
I don't like that.
You don't like number 3?
Mm-mm. Not on a quarterback for some reason.
Would you prefer he gone with number 2?
2, 4,
you want him to,
6.
You want him to inherit JG's number?
8.
Why not number
12?
3? Wasn't he number 2 in high school, Taven Jackson?
I don't know.
Pretty sure he was.
I prefer even numbers.
Who's
for
number 2? Oh, Small. Jabari Small, yeah. So, yeah, we
and
need
to. And Tank McCullough is 2 on defense.
He's 2 now? He was 22 before.
He's 2 now.
He must love the number 2.
Adam Sparks put out a video of him running a drill. Lin Jay? Yeah, Adam Sparks running, I don't know, that shoot thing where they hold the ball.
Does he have his shoulder pads on?
No.
No.
Didn't think so. Right?
He's got to acclimate, mate.
There's quite a few backs in that drill. Or I don't know.
Walk-ons out there. What about Amari Thomas, an interior defensive lineman wearing 21?
No, that
21.
Yeah,
stupid.
What was he last year? He wasn't 21 last year.
That's weird, isn't that weird?
They're pretty high on him. He's from Memphis, right?
He's gonna start. I mean,
yeah, he's one of those guys that Pruitt snagged there, 6'4", and everybody was 320. Really hyped.
Yeah, give me that. That's fine. Yeah. A nose tackle at 6'4". I mean, I know it's not technically nose.
Yeah, deep tackle.
Interior D lineman moves good, athletic. Make it happen.
Cameron Miller's now 22. He's a freshman DB, so don't get him confused with Tank at
DB.
2.
I thought Cam Miller was a tight end.
It says DB, 6'1", 206.
Oh. Who am I thinking of?
You worried that Beasley's been starting over Juwan Mitchell? Or does it matter?
What do you mean? No, I mean, he was the starter last year. So now it's up to Juwan to beat him out.
Okay.
Cam Miller.
So we got 23 for.
I'm thinking of Miles Campbell.
He transferred.
Cam Miller, Miles. No, he's still on the team. Oh, tight end, 6'3", 235, redshirt freshman from Douglasville, South Paulding. Hmm. We kind of raided South Paulding recently, didn't we? Home away from home. So the pads are – wait, do they have the leg pads in? Newman, do we see that?
Leg pads, intern Brett? See if you can get us an answer on that one.
I don't know. All the views I saw, they were going away from you.
Yeah.
Roman Harrison's 30. He was that last year, I believe, right?
Yes. Is he your pick to you going to go with him again on defense?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
He let me down. Sad. What about guys? Croc Garland's 99 for another interior defensive lineman. So he went the opposite direction. Then 21 for Amari Thomas.
99's good. I like 99.
Do you like skill guys that wear double-digit, like large numbers? Or not.
I know in the NFL that was a thing forever, like receivers in the 80s. And
well that's because the NFL had certain rules.
I know.
Receivers had
I know.
In the
80s. I like receivers with
single digits.
Singles or ones. Mm-hmm. Like in the teens.
Yeah.
Like Joey Kent, 11. Like Peerless Price at 37 was always really weird to me. I mean, it worked out. And I mean, I don't know. That was a weird one. Like Marcus Nash was 12, Joey Kent was 11, you know, Chris Hannon was 13, so on and so forth.
We got all our 15 guys.
Yeah, we got a list of 15 guys. Carl Pickens, Juwan Jennings, now Brew McCoy.
Well, for pass catchers, tight ends, you have Miles Campbell at 86, and you got Warren at 87 and Fant at 88. Those are the same as last year, if I remember correctly.
Maybe Heupel likes his tight ends to have big numbers.
And then you've got receivers in the 80s. You know, you got Caleb Webb's 84, Chaz Nimrod's 81, or Mel Keaton's 80.
Just not a big 80s fan.
You don't like the 80s?
Not for receivers. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Those are the days. Remember the Redskins guys used to watch, pull for? Art Monk, 81. Gary
Michael
Clark.
Irvin was 88, right?
Yeah. Gary Clark and
wasn't he like 14 in college?
Well, he had to be in the 80s back then.
I'm just asking what he was at Miami. Don't throw a fit about it.
I'm not throwing a fit.
You had a little attitude there. No, I know. Until what, 3 years ago, you had to be in the 80s if you were a receiver in the NFL?
I don't remember when they changed it, but something like that.
The single-digit numbers, guys like the single-digit numbers. How many? Do we have a bunch of double numbers? I feel like under Butch, every number under 20 was doubled.
That's the way it is right now. Grant Furking is number zero.
Okay, I love Grant Furking, but like, you don't have to worry about Grant Furking and
Danico Slaughter.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they play obviously opposite sides. But Grant Furking probably not even going to play.
We only have one number one, which I think is weird.
It's because it's number one.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Who is number one?
Trayvon Flowers. We have two twos, two threes, two fours, two fives, two sixes, two sevens, 1 8, two nines, two tens, two 11s, 112, two 13s. 215s, 217s, 219s, 220s, 221s, 222s, 224s, 226s, 227s, 228s.
Gosh.
235s, 237s. We got a DB, a redshirt freshman DB. He's now 37 along with Paxton Brooks, of course.
Michael Irvin was 47 at Miami. That's 47. Weird. That's weird.
We have 240s, 241s, 242s, 243s, 244s.
We got a lot of linebackers. They want to...
Charlie Browder, a tight end, is 44.
44 is a good fullback number.
Yeah, well, we don't have fullbacks. So our walk-on tight ends, they stuck them in the 40s. Poor guys. Long snappers in the 40s. Anyway, yeah, lots of doubles.
Really, any number in the 40s is good for a fullback. Just Mike Allstott out there.
Wallace Peyton Hillis, 42?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
I
think he was 42 or 44.
40.
Okay. Never mind.
He was 40 with the Chiefs and 40 with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at Arkansas he was 22. He actually was 22 with the Broncos.
Okay.
And he was 22 with the Razorbacks. That's pretty good pull by me, Peyton Hillis at Arkansas. I couldn't tell you Run DMC's number.
We've been talking a lot about those Arkansas running backs the last week.
They seem to do that once every handful of years. They'll have a run where they have like two or three really, really good running backs. I mean, they've probably had a better run of running backs over the last 15 years than we have. I mean, yeah, we had Kamara who like blew up and was really, really good. But Arkansas has just been consistently throwing. I mean, they got a bunch of guys on rosters now.
Yep.
Just good, and probably going to get more now with old Sammy down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, come run behind my offensive line.
You know, a question we asked the other day is starting to go around the message boards.
What's that?
Are we struggling with offensive line recruiting because we play so fast?
It's exactly what I said yesterday. They're like, I'm too big and too tired to be running full speed up and down this field.
Good question. We're chilling it a little more next. Stick with us right here as we talk Tennessee football.
Could also be because the system's a little unconventional and maybe doesn't prepare you the best for the NFL.
Maybe that too. Hour three continues. This segment brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control for all your climate control needs. Blue Water Climate Control. Call them 865-412-4557, or they have rapid booking with the virtual dispatcher right on the website. It's Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company. It's Blue Water Climate Control, taking great care of us here, the Fan Run Studios. And also, they replaced my entire unit at the house this summer as we were sweltering in the heat.
Golly, how many units do you have?
The right repair, the right way, the first time. It's Blue Water Climate Control, online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com.
You got a new unit. The pool's a unit. Truck's a unit. Start calling you big unit.
Big unit.
Big unate.
Who did they call that? Randy Johnson?
Yeah, Randy Johnson. The big unit. Yeah.
Greatest pitcher of all time.
Yeah, pretty good comparison. Nate and Randy Johnson, basically the same guy. Almost identical.
Yeah, 6'10".
He wasn't that tall, was he?
Yeah.
He was 6'10"?
Why do you think they called him the big unit?
I thought he was like 6'7". I didn't realize he was 6'10".
That's why he's so hard to hit. I mean,
what a lurchy. The fact that he lurchy dude
threw so hard, but by the time he like takes his stride and lets go of the ball, it's like practically in the strike zone.
He like releases the ball, then taps you on the nose. Yeah, hit that, bro.
When they talk about the angle that would come, it was so different than you
well,
know,
he had a bunch of
pitcher.
Different angles too. He could like basically anything from over the top to almost sidearm. Mm-hmm. He could throw it. Did he ever throw like the little that underhand whipper
like a submarine? I don't think so. But man. Remember when he hit that bird?
Is that the most famous, like, non-sports play, sports moment?
One of them.
I mean, I've never seen anything. Easily, I will see that once every 2 days on Twitter. Some random
really?
Account just wants to get retweets. They're like, mm-hmm. Remember that time Randy Johnson hit a bird in midair?
Now, did they call that a ball or a strike or what? What did they call it there? Repitch?
Is that a ball? I think it's just a ball, right? I mean, he threw the pitch.
No, it was a hit by pitch. The dove got first base.
The dove got RIP'd.
First of all, the odds.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how fast the bird was flying, but imagine two people standing at, you know, 90 feet from the plate at mm-hmm. a right angle, and you're just throwing, trying to hit one or the other. Like, the bird didn't hit the ball. The ball hit the bird. And then you did the, like, what happened to the body of the bird? Because all you see is a plume. What, like, the body of the bird, did it just, like, was it bald and rolled back into the backstop? Did it literally disintegrate?
Don't know.
Were there just pieces? Like, were they picking little pigeon pieces up off the, yikes. I've never seen anything like it. One of the most amazing moments. And the of course the shot of it just right behind Randy Johnson.
I'll pull up the video, see if there's where the bird goes.
In one of his seasons, he averaged 13.4 strikeouts per 9 innings. That's pretty stout.
Yeah, man, that's
it. Oh, we got it in slow mo here.
Bang. I'd love to see that in like an HD
okay.
camera.
So the bird. All right, I got the film. It's like
back and to the left.
It is. So if you're the big unit on the mound, the ball hits said bird.
I mean,
you got the slow-mo one? Like the 37-second one?
It's crazy because as fast seconds. As that bird is going, the feathers just stop. The feathers make it look like the bird was just floating right there and explodes.
So the ball kicks hard left, goes past left and down, misses
down
the catcher
and
the umpire, hits the dirt behind kind of the left-hand batter's box. It was a righty in the box, thank goodness. So the ball goes to the backstop, and the bird goes further left, couple of bounces towards the backstop, one, two, and then just rolls over. In the grass between the dirt and the kind of the warning track area.
You think
there.
He made it?
The title of this video is Randy Johnson Kills Dove. No, aww. I don't think he made it.
Pedro Serrano hit a bird, but that bird lived. He hit it off the bat, too, which is probably harder when you think about it. It's just science.
Baseball.
Hickman, how many throws from what is it to the plate? Plate to the mound? Is it
You about to ask me how many strikes I could throw?
No. What's the distance from home plate to the pitcher's mound, Nate, to the rubber?
60 feet, 6 inches.
60 feet, 6 inches. If I put you 60 feet, 6 inches and put a dove-sized target, how many pitches do you think it would take you to throw as hard as you could before you hit it?
2, maybe?
Oh, my God. Shut up, Hickman. Come on.
Give me 60 pitches.
I'll give you 60 pitches. I think in 60 pitches, I think you'd hit it 3 times.
I think I'd hit it more than 3 times.
Was the dove about halfway between that?
No, it was only, what, like 10, 15 feet in front of home plate?
Would it almost? I didn't see the video, but did it almost get to the plate then, the ball he threw?
Yeah, the ball he threw.
It was more than halfway.
It went left. It bounced behind the left batter's box. Okay. So,
maybe just a little over halfway.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to tell.
Like if the ball could have somehow stayed straight, it would have been like at the knees.
I'm just wondering how far away, like throwing to a dunking booth.
Right.
You know, when you try and hit one of those targets, how far away that would be. But you're also throwing a softball.
Softball at a slightly bigger bullseye.
Yeah.
I think I could probably get it 7 or 8, maybe 10 times if I'm on my A game.
Out of 60?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. As hard as you can every time.
I don't know. I mean, I used to have a pretty filthy curveball. Maybe just drop it right in the zone there on top of the dove.
On top of the dove.
Yeah, I mean, it's still hitting it.
Okay. That's why I said as hard as you can, though.
Oh.
You can't just, like, float it in there and try to hit it. I need more effort.
We'll try this one day. Baseball, to be such a boring game, typically has the funniest stuff happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they play so many of them.
That's true. So I think
a lot more crazy stuff is bound to happen. Like, I saw a video going viral on Twitter. Apparently in the Astros game the other night, one of their batters got 4 strikes.
Really?
And nobody realized it.
Was it Angel Hernandez behind the plate?
I don't think it was. I feel like if it was Angel Hernandez, he'd have gotten just
killed. How does
on
that guy still have
it.
A job? There is a new clip of him blowing balls and strikes, and not even close. Not even remotely close.
He might have called Randy Johnson
but
a strike.
It's every day. I see the new here's the newest Angel Hernandez call. I mean, right down the center of the strike zone. He's just it's unbelievable.
They say he's a nice guy though.
Didn't he sue the MLB?
So?
Because, like, fans are mad that he stinks or
something? Can you not be a nice guy and sue a company?
Not if you're – I mean, his job – maybe he's really good except the one that he misses. But when he misses
– it's bad.
It's like he blinks and is just, like, guessing.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Three and Out rolls on. Hour 3, Thursday edition of the program. Lynn J. Dixon out there, rolling along.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome aboard, young man. Let's just keep it between the lines and do the right things, get you some carries, help this football team. Josh Heupel already out there coaching him up.
Coaching him up, yeah.
You'll love to see it.
Oh, new article about Hickman's favorite NFL quarterback.
Tom Brady.
No, cheating.
Aaron Rodgers reflects on a relationship with Danica Patrick.
They're both crazy.
I met her in an airport one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Not nice, is she?
She was very nice, actually. I was behind
her.
That's
not what I've
heard. I was behind her in Starbucks. And we had some interaction. I didn't like say like, "Hi, are you Danica Patrick?" But then I tweeted at her on the plane and she was like, "Yep, that was me."
That would be you. Not talk to somebody in person, but then tweet at them.
And he's,
while you're
and
on
he's
the
killing
plane.
Me for Home Depot, girl. What is wrong with you?
It was Danica Patrick.
So?
She was catching a flight. She was in a hurry.
I mean,
I made a joke about what she ordered, and she was like, "Actually, no, it was an Americano." And I was like, "Ooh, okay." I mean, I didn't want to be like, "Oh my God, Danica." She is, by the way, and I know you guys probably understand this, so small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. NASCAR drivers, man, they're small.
I mean, like 12-year-old small. It was weird. And she had high heels on.
Mm-hmm.
Like those, you know, like fancy high heel boot type things.
And she was still small?
Oh. Like, I thought it was a kid.
That's weird.
Like a kid. And I'm not like the tallest guy. I'm 5'11". You know, I'm like 3'8" or whatever. But, you know, she was... She's like a little baby.
She's 5'2".
Well, at least she's over... At least she's in the five.
Who is Blue of Earth?
Blue of Earth?
Yeah. You know this?
What is Blue of Earth?
That's who Aaron Rodgers is currently dating, apparently.
Oh, she's... People thought she was a witch.
Hmm. She self-described herself as a witch. Claims she's a medicine woman.
No wonder he's on the DMT. Yeah. Hickman broke the news during the break that he's been drinking, was it coffee or tea?
Some kind of tea with DMT in it.
Mm-hmm. DMT. Nate, you know anything about DMT?
I'm not familiar with DMT.
It's a hallucinogen.
Ah.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Okay. You say so.
Similar effects to those of psychedelics and LSD and magic mushrooms. Mm.
Maybe he likes looking at his hand with the DMT in his system. That way, you know, he sees two Super Bowl rings instead of one because he sucks and he's overrated. Like D, like,
what are you so mad at him for? I mean, come on.
Focus on winning.
He's an interesting. He's an interesting guy.
Won't argue
he,
that.
He marches to the beat of his own drum. DMT is considered dangerous, and its side effects can be daunting. Said some DMT effects can model a near-death experience in which you see your life flash before your eyes.
Okay.
Wow.
That's not my quarterback. My quarterback's eating avocados while Aaron Rodgers is drinking psychedelic tea, but whatever. Not everybody's built the same.
Hmm. Do you know what yogi DMT is?
No.
Someone who does yoga while on DMT.
There you go.
It's a nickname.
Hmm. You couldn't pay me to do yoga.
Have you ever done it?
No, never will.
Took a second to get that answer from you, but it's fine.
Looks like a bunch of nonsense.
How much are...
It's kind of relaxing.
How much are Tennessee's cheapest season tickets?
Uh-oh. Are you doing what I think you're doing?
I think we need to talk about it in the final segment.
I want to say, like, Upper Deckers, for the season... Maybe 75 a ticket for the season, like per game, average. I could be wrong.
Here,
what if you can snag some maybe at a Costco? We'll come back.
Apparently,
we'll tell you what.
Apparently, this is more common.
Yep.
Than it seems, but I have never ever seen this before.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what season tickets are available for Tennessee. We'll tell you what one, at least one SEC team is doing. It's a Big Ten team as well.
An SEC dark horse.
Yeah. Team we play on the schedule. Talk about it next. Well, if you're interested in Tennessee season tickets, you can just bomb right off the website now, allvols.com. As low as $600 per ticket for upper levels, $1,200 per ticket for lower levels.
Okay.
Basically.
Or switch your fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a Columbia Costco and buy season tickets. That is so... I mean, they're selling them the same way they sell, like, a TV. Like, oh, just take the card up front. Yeah. They'll scan it, and they'll bring you the... That is so weird. It's literally a perforated box with slits that have, like, you just grab a what would you even call that? It looks card. Like a, it's like a coaster.
A card.
It's like a cardboard coaster with South Carolina season tickets for sale for
$89.99.
Oh, per ticket? Per the season?
It says for two.
Oh my gosh. Not I thought South Carolina fans were super excited about Shane Beamer and this season and Spencer Rattler and all the transfers. Tennessee announced yesterday they broke a record for new additions to season ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
They've sold something like 50. Are they at 59,000 season tickets sold
for this
year?
There's some fine print under these. I can't tell what that says. I don't know. Maybe it is. I mean, if it's per ticket per game, that would be the equivalent of like what Tennessee's is. Like Tennessee's cheapest ticket is like $85 per game. But that doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I mean, it says two, and then it has the price. It says up to 40% off. I don't know. Apparently Rutgers is doing this as well, and maybe some other schools are going to start. I don't know.
Save up to 40%. That is wild. Oh.
Vols Nation said it. He got two in the lower level for 1,200 total. Those must be in a different area. The ones, I mean, you can get in section W right now for twice that, 2,400. So maybe over in the end zones. Let's see here. Yeah, you can get, they've got some single tickets left in the lower level for 600 each.
Nate, last year South Carolina broke their record of new season ticket sales.
How many they have?
8,370. Tennessee just went 160% over what their goal was.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is, what did I say? 17 or 18,000 new ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. You call yourself real fans. Go on.
What?
No, it's a good fan base.
That is. I mean, they still...
I'm not going to say they're elite if they got to sell season tickets at a Costco.
No, it's very...
What if Tennessee does that, like, next week?
You think Danny White's above it?
Nope.
Nope. He already did the all-of-all thing. Weren't those tickets, like, $30 a piece when you broke it out or something? We had to move around, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
You weren't guaranteed the same seat, but you got them like the week of, but you had a definite ticket in a certain area of the stadium. Yeah, that's not that bad of a deal.
No, I mean, Hickman's right. Like, just staying home is so nice now. That they got to compete with that across the board.
Well, I mean, that's why you're seeing the quote unquote right sizing of the stadium.
Yeah,
I mean, not just ours. Stadiums
you
all
saw
across
the picture
the country.
Or the video, right? Martin Day, like, tweeted the video of Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, week. It actually looks good. The grass is down, the little pads mm-hmm. are up, and they were cutting the grass. So that's good. We're on the way.
Ooh, 9-second video of Lynn J. Dixon here.
Oh, yeah? What's he doing? Straight leg walk? Hopping and bouncing?
It's like the little shoot drill, so he doesn't fumble.
Oh, we already saw that one. That's the one me and Brett were talking about earlier.
Okay.
With the little plastic arms that stick out?
Yeah, the little...
Oh, the...
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what those were called.
No.
I'll keep that in mind.
The drill.
We got a lot of just random sports information we have to get to tomorrow.
Okay.
The NFL and Deshaun Watson.
All kind of stuff.
I mean, there's just a bunch.
Yeah.
Call it a fun Friday.
Okay. Brittany Griner update.
Hickman's love interest update.
Hollywood Brown.
He didn't even hear me update.
Gino. I heard you.
Oh, okay.
Do it tomorrow.
Millie Walker,
keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Write her a song.